SOP 238, is it time to take another look at podcasting?
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you so very, very much on this Thanksgiving weekend for tuning in to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. This is where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to producing to promoting and all points in between. I would love to hear from you. There are a lot of ways you can contact me. One is you can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. The second way, I can hear your sparkling voice. We can get you right here on the program. Call in your comments courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. That's 888-563-3228. That number again, 888-563-3228. Or you can leave a comment out in our show notes. Those are at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. And today, I want to talk about a couple things, but let's start off with this. I just got a check. I got a check for 25 whole dollars, better known as a tank of gas. In my realm, I drive a little Toyota. And it was from my, I have an iPhone application, courtesy of my folks at Libsyn.com. And here's the interesting thing about that. I think I talked about this once. I haven't promoted it at all. And lo and behold, apparently a bunch of people have purchased it. And I appreciate that. I might actually start creating bonus content now that I know people are out there for that. But wanted to let you know that not only now is Libsyn making an application for you for free. Now, how that works is, you have to sell it for at least $1.99, of which I think you get 70 cents, if I remember right. And they now not only can offer your podcast as an application, so people just download it and they instantly get just your thing, and you can add bonus content and wallpapers and all sorts of fun things. Maybe we'll talk about that in the future. But now I just got contacted, and my application will soon be available for the Android market, which will be cool because that's the kind of phone I have. So I say that, you know, we've talked about generating money with your podcast. If you go over to More Podcast Money, you can get on the waiting list for when the book comes out. I'll talk about that in a second. But this is another way that you can earn money, because I earned 25 bucks without sneezing, basically. I didn't do anything, which is kind of cool. But speaking of morepodcastmoney.com, yeah, the book is finished at this point. It's in the process of being edited. My beta group of readers have helped me a lot with that. So it is getting edited, and I'm in the process of obtaining my ISBN numbers and working with a person for my book cover. So I wanted to have it out in November. I don't think that's going to happen. It's probably going to be first of the year. Things just moving. When you start dealing with other people, things just move slower than you expect. That's one of the things, I'm used to doing everything myself, and I can kind of do it the way I want. And it's a little different than that. Next thing I want to talk about is, I was reading, speaking of Libsyn, the Libsyn blog, and they were mentioning how basically, I believe they turned 6 years old, which means podcasting basically turned 6 years old. And I wanted to kind of say, you know what? We might have jumped the gun a little bit. In fact, if you go back way, way, way back, one of my first podcasts, I talked about how podcasting was going to change the world. And it did. I now consume buku amounts of content when I want, where I want, which is the power of podcasting. But people were talking about quitting their day jobs. And while people have quit their day jobs, that's not really the norm. That's more the exception. But, and I don't want to say it's time to quit your day job now, because I think what podcasting has really evolved into is a great addition to whatever it is. Obviously, it's the best way, hands down, the best way to reach a global audience. If you want to get the word out, podcasting is a great way. But I also think you need a newsletter because some people like to read things. I still think video is a great way to go. And right now I do an audio podcast, but I occasionally create a video and throw it on YouTube to promote my audio podcast. It's not a if I podcast, they will come kind of thing. But the good news is it is a lot easier today to get more publicity with your podcast than it was, say, 5-6 years ago. First things first. Right now you can say, oh, I'm in iTunes. Go into iTunes, search for David Jackson, and you'll find me in the podcast section. I couldn't do that 5 years ago. You had to go to Podcast Alley and Podcast Pickle, which you can find me there as well. There are all these directories, but iTunes really helped put podcasting on the map. Also, 5 years ago, I don't know about you, I didn't have Wi-Fi in my house. Everybody had a cable connected to it. Some people kind of knew about routers, but there wasn't any Wi-Fi to make it super easy for your phone to be connected and your iPad to be connected. And speaking of that, there weren't any iPads. The BlackBerry was strictly business. Smartphones, there was no way to get a podcast was there an iPhone 5 years ago? I don't think so. Maybe there were iPods. But there are many, many devices now that allow you to get content on. My wife, yesterday was Black Friday, and my wife basically bought herself an iPad for Christmas from me, as it turns out. But she got an iPad, and she was up last night till about 2 in the morning. Why? She was watching Netflix on her iPad, and she was watching a podcast from one of our favorite ministers. And it's all these things now that are you're able to consume content from different things in different places. And that wasn't possible 5 years ago. As easy, I should say, that wasn't as easy to do 5 years ago. And now, you know, BlackBerry has kind of said, look, we've got to compete. We're not just going to be just business anymore. They've got it to where you can upload a podcast right there on your machine. We've talked about there are different applications for the Android, Google Listen, things like that allow you to stream podcasts right there on your phone. It's easier. And with the holidays, with Christmas right around the corner, you know, I'm pretty sure my wife's not the only person that's going to get an iPad or an iPod or an iPod Touch or a BlackBerry or an Android or anything else that will consume a podcast. And what's great about that is more and more people now are starting to, number one, 5 years ago, you'd say, if you ever listened to a podcast, and people would go, what's a podcast? And now people understand, I believe, what a podcast is. There are still those fringe people. You know, I would say about 60% of people probably know what a podcast is now and have probably listened to one. I also think there are people that are still confused that put audio on their audio on their website and they call it a podcast, but that's not it. So we're not 100% there, but it's easier to subscribe to podcasts now. There are more and more devices that make it easy to consume podcasts. You know, and if you still find it hard to subscribe to a podcast, just go to learntosubscribe.com. I actually have a tutorial there that will show you how to subscribe to a podcast. But that's eventually going to, I think it's going to be eventually, there'll be just a button on your phone. I said this, oh man, probably 5, 6, if not 7 years ago, on another podcast for musicians. I said, everything is going to end up on your phone. And I totally believe that to be true. I think everything is going to your phone, which is great. It's a beautiful thing. So if you're thinking about podcasting and you were saying, I wanted to quit my day job and I heard about it and there was a lot of hype. Yeah, there was a lot of hype and it was a little overhyped. And I think we were basically just a little bit ahead of ourselves. And I think in about another 5 years, it may be possible to quit your day job because there will be so many people consuming podcasts. There are so many people now that are unplugging from their TV. You know, somebody made a point the other day that I want to test this because I work with a lovely woman who's 26 years old. And I want to ask her, what are the three major networks? Because when I grew up, it was, you know, NBC, ABC, and CBS. Those were the biggies. And now with TNT and Discover and E and, you know, whatever, those I think the average younger person doesn't know that there's three major networks. I think they just think there's networks. And the beautiful thing is a lot of those people are backing away from the TV and they're watching things on something that's not a TV. You know, like I said, my wife just watched a movie on her iPad. And so I think in the future, just consuming content in whatever flavor, in whatever fashion, in whatever place where there's Wi-Fi everywhere, probably giving us all cancer, but that's another podcast. Now may be the time to think about getting back into podcasting. Even if you maybe you started one 5 years ago and you put out six episodes and you went, what the heck? I'm not rich and famous. Come on back. Come on back. We got ways, many, many ways to help make your podcast successful. We've got step-by-step tutorials that'll walk you through the whole process. And next Thursday, what is that, Dave? That would make that. It's always tricky about this time of year. He said double-clicking on his calendar, which is not coming up. There we go. Next Thursday is December 2nd. We will be doing a live webinar. If you'd like to attend, if you have any podcasting questions, that'll be at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Come on by. Go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/webinars, and you can sign up today. Next Thursday, everyone is invited to our webinar, and we can answer those questions and get you going in the right direction. And if you want to join the School of Podcasting after the webinar, I would love to have you. If you just get your questions answered and that's all you needed, you know what? Best of luck to you. But that's going to do it for this edition of the School of Podcasting. I don't want to ramble anymore. I do want to make one point, one last point I have here. I looked over at my notes. Another great reason why now is a good time to get into podcasting, I believe, number one, that you should always have notes so you don't forget stuff like this. Number two, I believe podcasting is a winter sport because more people are going to be inside now as opposed to out playing on the beach unless you're Marcus Couch out there with his boat in California. But here on the East Coast, we're all moving inside. It's getting cold and rainy and nasty, and it's going to be snowing soon, and we're all going to be stuck to our iPads and our phones and our computers, and you're going to have more eyeballs on those types of devices in the winter than you are in the summer. So this would be a great time to get involved with podcasting. With that, one more time, if you would like to contact me, Dave at schoolofpodcasting.com, you can call it in, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com, 888-563-3228, or leave a comment out on our show notes at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. And until next week, let me remind you that, you know, if you don't start a podcast, I bet your competition is. See you again real soon. Take care.